Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got 3 hours left in the show, and we started a little bit late today, but we're back. And for those of you who listened last week, I appreciate listening to a great episode from a couple weeks ago. I got to spend the weekend with both my daughters, spend some time with them while my wife was away for the weekend. So I took full advantage of it. That's why one of the reasons why I wasn't on last Sunday. Kind of hard to have a radio show with a 2.5 and almost 5-year-old running around and wanting to hang out on a Sunday. So I needed to be with them. You know, that's my number one job and my favorite job of all is being a dad and hanging out with them. So I definitely took full advantage last week, but I am back now. So I'm here to answer all those gardening questions. So definitely give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. So, you know, we've talked about a number of things about pruning already and what we can do to clean up to get things ready for next season. One thing I want to discuss a little bit is another question that we're getting a lot this time of year. And it's something that I've already talked about a couple weeks ago. We've talked a number of times, but it's something that for any new gardener or any gardener that might just be concerned, to give you some info. So the one thing I want to discuss is what's called fall shedding. So fall shedding, you're going to notice on evergreen trees. So arborvitaes, white pines, you'll see it on some kalmia, some rhododendrons, some azaleas, even some boxwoods. You know, the list of evergreens could go on, but any evergreen is going to have this in what's called fall shedding, okay? So fall shedding is when the inside of your evergreen starts to turn yellow and fall. One of the reasons why this does this is, now, with an evergreen, it keeps its leaves or needles all year, even during the winter. But it needs to be able to get new ones going forward. So this fall shedding is getting rid of some of the ones from the center to add new and improved needle or leaves for next season. So it's basically its way of shedding some of the old to get some new for next season. So, you know, deciduous plants are the ones that lose their leaves. They do that every season. They get rid of all their leaves, start new the next season. An evergreen, which is meant to stay green all season, doesn't do that. So that's why you need to keep it. That's why this happens. It helps keep it going for the next seasons, right? So it might look a little little bad, if you will, right now where you're seeing a bunch of yellow in the plant. But the good thing is, if you see yellow on the inside of an evergreen, that means it's going to be okay. If you're starting to see that yellow on the tips on the outside, then that's a different issue. That could be drought issues, that could be other, you know, pathogens, it could be something along those lines. But most likely, it's going to be a drought issue at this time of the year, especially this season. But having an evergreen that you start to see a little bit of yellow on the inside, that's not a bad thing. It's actually a pretty good thing for the plant. It's natural for the plant to happen. So, again, this is called fall shedding on evergreens, where some of the yellowing will start behind, you know, in the center or behind the main growth on the outside. You'll see a lot of it now. This is, you know, for fall. Excuse me. You know, we're the 4th of October. Now we're really hitting fall. The mornings are a lot cooler, the days are warm, and then it'll go cold again. You know, you're waking up in the 40s, and by the middle to the end of the day, it's in the mid-60s. So that's, you know, that's part of it. That's part of the seasons changing. You know, looking at the weather, just to throw it out there, we're looking at some rain during the week, which is going to be phenomenal to help everything. But going forward after that, it doesn't look like a lot of rain. Still some warm temperatures. You know, you can look at a 15-day forecast and say, oh, okay, it's going to be great. But we know here in New England, and, you know, I'd say all over, temperatures are going to change at any time. But it's looking like, you know, more warmer weather. So it's perfect time still to be seeding the lawn, planting new shrubs to get them established for next year. You know, a lot of people might say, all right, it's October, I shouldn't be planting a lawn anymore. Well, that's far from it. We still have plenty of time. I like to look at that long-term forecast so I can get the idea of, all right, is it going to be bad in any of these days? Are the temperatures too low, the growing degree days? But just based on the 14-day forecast, I know I can still put a lawn in, put shrubs in, and do that to help them get established. There's one day in the next 14 days where it'll get below 40, but every other day is that overnights are above 45, so should be all right. So definitely plenty of time to be planting. You might hear out there at a garden center, fall is for planting. It's so true. And we talk about this so many times, but the fall allows a plant to focus on a root system versus plant, you know, focusing on new growth, new flowers, new everything. You want it to be able to have some of that time to get that root system deeper into the ground to allow you to have a longer, more successful plant. So definitely something to be thinking about at this time of year if you are, you know, thinking about new plantings or putting something in a different area to continue on. I definitely say there's plenty of time to be doing a lot of this, this growth, this planting. The other thing at this time of year, start planting your bulbs for next year. A lot of garden centers have bulbs out there, or they're starting to run out. I know that where I work, we were starting to run out a little bit. We got some new supply in, so there's plenty out there still, but definitely get to your garden center to get ready for next season, because the way things have been going in 2020, you never know if it's going to continue into 2021, where this spring we're still going to be working from home or being at home a little bit more. So why not get your spring ready now by getting those bulbs, getting them in the ground, you know, your different tulips, daffodils, you know, hyacinths, etc. There's so many different styles, of each individual. Like the amount of styles of tulips and daffodils, I mean, you could go on for days in different colors, different varieties. I mean, a phenomenal amount of them. You know, so it's definitely something to be thinking about for next season. I know again, like I talk about so often where I work at Mahoney's Garden Center, the past couple of years, we have put in tons of bulbs. I think this past year we put 17,000 bulbs in the ground. We're looking at going about almost 25,000 bulbs in the ground this year for next year, just at our Winchester location, just to get that show, because we know we need something this spring to show off. And the colors are just phenomenal, all the different styles, lots of tulips going in there. But definitely now is the time to get ready for next spring when it comes to these bulbs. We always get in the garden center, people want to buy some of those bulbs when they're growing at that point. But if you think ahead, get ready. You know, I always talk about getting ready for the next season. Well, this is two seasons ahead, so maybe we're getting a little ahead of it. But we're two seasons ahead by doing this and getting this ready. So definitely be thinking about putting your bulbs into the ground now. Getting them planted before the ground freezes is perfect. One thing I'd like to suggest with you out there is using something along the lines of like a Repelzol from Bonide. They have a liquid form and a granular form. The liquid form, what they actually say, is get the concentrate, put it in a, you know, a bucket, throw all your bulbs in there, cover the bulbs with the Repelzol, let it sit for a half hour, 45 minutes, and they'll absorb, and they'll actually be ready to help repel some of those critters trying to get them. You have any questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Can I ask you, your Repelzol, who's
yes.
the manufacturer, if you can mention on the air?
Yeah, no, that's Bonide.
Bonide, okay, fine.
Okay.
All right, because I know I have problems with squirrels.
Yeah, so what they, so there's a couple things you can add to it. So the Repelzol liquid, they just say put it in like a bucket, right? And just the concentrate over the bulbs, let it sit about a half hour, 45 minutes, and then plant them. The other thing, you could add granules to the soil around it. One other thing that, you know, my father used to talk about, and I just still remember it from like the 90s, to be honest with you, having the conversation about using like lava rock around some of your bulbs, even using any type of like a crushed stone, not a smooth stone, but like a crushed stone where it has those edges. Putting those around the bulbs itself so that when the squirrel or, you know, a skunk or anything is digging in those areas, they hit the rocks and they don't pull the bulb out because it hurts their paws.
Okay.
So that was another thing I've heard, and I just remember my father talking about specifically was like lava rock, just because the way that all the edges on that will hurt, you know, the tiny paws of rodents. So that's definitely something to be looking at.
Okay. The serious question of the day for me is, the other day in the back garden, there's a tree that was cut down, I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago, and the stump is still there.
Okay.
The stump was oozing white, whatever you want to call it. It
okay.
almost was like a scene out of a science fiction movie.
Gotcha.
Any ideas what that is and how do you fight it?
So, I mean, it could just be the old plant just oozing out some of its sap. The thing about it is, when you cut down a tree, right, you're not cutting down its root system. So the root system is still living. So that could be part of it. It's most likely just, you know, just the sap from it that is just coming through at this point because it's just trying to rejuvenate itself or something along those lines. One way to really try to get rid of it would be to use like a stump out. To try and get rid of everything that's on to get rid of the stump itself so it's not continuing to grow and continuing to push root system out.
Okay.
So that stump out product comes, it's another product from Bonehead. The liquid that you actually will have to pull into stump it. If you read all the instructions on it, it's a bit crazy actually. So one of the things that it asks you to do is drill holes into the stump from the top and from the side. Okay, then it asks you to put this stump out product into those holes.
Okay,
let it sit, and then one of the instructions actually says pour kerosene on it and light it on fire. So, but it's the stump out itself without actually burning it will start to get into the pores and clog up the pores of the plant so that it can't absorb water. It can't, you know, get that natural effect to continue going. It definitely is something that will help you get rid of the stump over time. What it does is it just helps it rot a little bit quicker.
Okay.
The adding the kerosene to it and lighting it on fire just makes it go quicker. We'll get rid of it and go deeper into the soil instead of just being on the surface. That's the idea behind it. But the stump itself is just still alive under there because the root system is still going, and that's what's going on.
Okay, very good.
Alrighty.
Okay, so I'll be looking for stump out.
Definitely.
And stumping on it. Okay, thank you very much. Have a great week. Good talking to you.
You too, Bob. Thank you so much, as always. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take another break here. When we get back, more of your gardening questions, give us a call. We'll be back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still hospitalized with COVID-19, President Trump says he feels much better in a new video shot at Walter Reed Medical Center. In the 4-minute video posted on Twitter, the president says he wasn't feeling well at all when he came in, but everyone's working to get him all of the way back. His chief of staff, Mark Meadows, confirms the president gave him a scare.
We were real concerned with that. You know, he had a fever and his blood blood oxygen level had dropped rapidly. And
Senate Democrats requesting a delay in Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearings. They've written to Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, telling the Republican he would be putting the health of the senators at risk if they move towards hearings as scheduled. A hearing is currently set on October 12th. And this is USA Radio News. In California, the glass fire near Calistoga is now 10% contained. Jeff Oz of Cal Fire says multiple factors have made the fire especially hard to beat.
The narrowness of the roads makes it difficult for the fire apparatus to travel. It makes it difficult for us to establish lines. It just makes the work more intensified. And understand that if this were the only fire in the state right now, we'd probably have 2 to 3 times as many personnel.
Also, heavy smokes made it impossible this weekend so far for firefighting helicopters to come in and help. Staff for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton asking federal officials to investigate their boss for several allegations, including abuse of office, improper influence, and bribery. A one-page letter to the state agency's Director of Human Services has 7 executives in the upper tiers of the office calling for a probe of the 57-year-old Republican elected in 2014. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendo.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
I have a question about a chrysanthemum I planted this year.
Okay.
That I had received. Anyway, we had a flood, and I didn't see it right away, but my brother was digging around, and he sold a chrysanthemum. So it's coming, but now should I take it out of the ground and repot it inside for the winter months, or shall I just, what should I do? It's only a little one.
Okay. Now, is it one that just recently started to do its blossoming, or?
Oh, no. Nope. It just had the leaves coming out yet.
Okay. So this might be one, there are some styles of them that are perennial. And so I'm wondering if that is the fact on this one. It seems like it might be, might end up being that, just based on, what you're seeing. It could be one where it might not be a bad thing to bring in for the winter, kind of give it a home for the winter in like a basement, something along those lines. The majority of chrysanthemums are actually considered annual. So that's why I would, suggest bringing it indoors to get it, so you can bring it back for the next season, because although they might be annual, right, you can actually still get them to grow a different season, maybe even consider them biannual. In most areas, they are, annual where they're just one and done. There's so many of them that you can kind of just say, all right, it is what it is. I'll get a new one, next season, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it might actually be worth it for you to bring them inside, dig it up, bring it in, put it in like a basement, put it in like a window where it's going to get some sunny, either or. It's not like a specific on this one.
Well, it's supposed to be like on the line of a football, Mom.
Okay.
Would that be biannual or...
I think so. That would be, I'm just trying to picture it in my head here. So it has a bigger flower to it, right? It's
right,
almost
right.
Like,
they have like the football mums, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like, it's almost like a giant mum, right?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're almost meant for like, cut flowers, if mm-hmm. you will. Okay. I'm trying to think a little bit more in regards to them, because that's not your typical mum, right? That's
right.
More of the, most of the mums that you see nowadays, during the fall season are going to be, smaller flowers and
they're the regular type.
Yeah, right. So this isn't your typical mum there. So this is one that we want to overwinter.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, this one, if you're looking at this football mum, it's so much bigger that actually is easier for you to overwinter. Even though a lot of people will consider it as an annual, just because some people can get them a little bit easier.
Would you cut it off then, like, mom cut it back, or it's maybe about 6 inches tall or so?
Yeah, so what you want to do with something along these lines is, now that I have a little bit more information, I apologize, I was trying to picture it in my head, but the football mum is one that you're going to leave outside. It's not one we're going to bring inside for the winter, because this is more of a perennial style to it. You're going to cut it back to about 3 to 4 inches above the ground. So basically you're cutting it in half of what you have.
Okay.
And we're going to want to try and insulate them for the winter, just like we would any other perennial, right? So we'd be putting either mulch around them or salt marsh hay or leaves or something along those lines. Maybe it's just a heavier layer of mulch around the whole plant so that around the plant when it freezes it stays frozen
mm-hmm.
instead of that freeze-thaw effect, right? Okay. When it does the freeze-thaw effect and going back and forth, that will really dry it out and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is one where putting mulch around it of some sort,
mm-hmm.
Covering it and letting it freeze and letting it be out there for the winter, it should come back next year. One thing I do suggest, though, is if you're going to use like a hay
mm-hmm.
or leaves or something along those lines, wait until later on into the season when the ground
mm-hmm.
freezes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay, yeah.
If you were to put those there now, basically any of those little rodents that are trying to find a house for the winter
right.
are going to use that. Right. For a number of years.
I shouldn't cut it back till the ground freezes then?
Well, usually what you want to do when you cut it back is when the leaves start to turn brown and fall. So basically it's been hit by a few frosts.
Okay.
So you've gotten the season out of it. Basically, you want the plant to go through its cycle. Get to the end of the season, know that it's winter, then you can cut it back at that point and go from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. That's what I'll try to do.
No problem. Just again, just wait until the ground freezes to really protect it. We just don't want any of those little, you know, rodents trying to make it into their own little home.
Yeah.
You know, you make shelter for them. They have food there. There's going to be water from the, you know, from snow, etc. So it's like a little hotel for them. They don't have to worry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too, Mary. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another couple hours to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. You know, one of the things we're starting to think about, obviously, is the next season and getting ready for winter. A lot of these perennials, even some biennials, we want the frosts to really hit them, turn them brown before we do any cutback or any coverage for the winter. A lot of people right now would be out there buying like a salt marsh hay while it's available. But what I want you to do is, if you can buy that salt marsh hay, store it for now until later. My father used to say for a number of years, and probably even before I was even born, would be saying this because it's so true. The salt marsh hay that you purchase, or something that you're going to be putting around the plants to protect them for the next season, the best time of year to put them on is basically around Thanksgiving, when the ground freezes, and then you can cover your plants because you're not building, you know, a little hotel for the rodents to come in. Once the ground's frozen, a lot of those rodents have found something already. They've made their nest for the winter to overwinter themselves. They're not going to be looking to find, you know, bedding type material like that. So a lot of times my father used to say, get out, purchase the salt marsh hay early, and then around Thanksgiving Day, after you've had turkey and done everything, get out there and put the salt marsh hay around your plants. Well, we don't know what the weather will be at that point. Usually, that time of season, the ground is frozen, it's getting cold, so you're protecting the plants that way. So that is something to be looking at going forward and seeing if you can purchase some of that salt marsh hay now to have it for later, if you're looking at using that as a protectant around your plants. You can also use mulch. You can also use leaves. You can use pine needles, anything that's in the ground. You know, for the longest time, I always used to think pine needles would be bad. Pine needles are not bad to protect your plants out there. They're not going to add to the acidity. You would need, you know, hundreds of pounds of it to really affect the acidity of the soil. So that's something to, you know, be thinking about going forward. You can definitely use them. So, you know, any of that fall shed that's happening, you can store them up, get them in a pile so that you can use them around your plants. Usually we're looking to do about 6-8 inches, you know, 3 to 6 inches of covering around the plants to protect them for the winter, to protect that root system, that lower system, to make sure that it is going to overwinter for you. So definitely something to be looking at and thinking about for the future, as you want to protect all those plants you've put in over the year. You know, same thing with some roses. You know, it's not just limited to perennials. We can be looking at some roses, some hydrangeas. Right? Hydrangeas, a lot of them, you're just going to see sticks over the winter. So you want to protect that ground area where it's going to freeze. Protect it from winter damage and protect it from drying out completely. You know, another thing that we should be looking at getting from a garden center now is that wilt proof or wilt stop. To get that ready to be helping spray your plants for later. So that'll help with that, the winter damage of drying out, the winter winds. You know, we almost have to plan for a crazy winter, as every part of 2020 has been crazy. So I don't think it's going to end. I think the winter is going to be extreme. for us, so it's definitely something to be planning for, you know, by using that wilt stop or the wilt proof. You know, a lot of you have used burlap in the past to protect some of your plants. Really up to you on how you want to do it, especially some of you put burlap around, like, you know, your arborvitaes that are close to the street to help allow the salt, when it hits the burlap, to not hit the plant and stick on the plant, help from the wind, etc. So those are some things to starting to think about getting ready for winter, putting them up just yet. You never know what's going to happen, but based on the 14-day forecast that I've looked at, it's still going to be warm. We still got plenty of time to be planting, plenty of time to be getting ready for winter, right? We're not on winter yet. It still feels like it's a extended end of summer, even though, you know, we are in fall. So definitely something to be thinking about going forward. If you have any questions or want to get some more information on what you can do this time of year, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we'll take a break here. When we get back, we'll try to answer more of your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. We got a couple open lines, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Tracy is in Nashua.
Tracy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have rose bushes that I had no room to put in the ground, so they're in large flower pots. Would it be better to make some kind of a hole and put the pots in to keep them for the winter or bring them in the basement?
So if you can get them into the ground, it would be best. What that does is allows them to have that overwintering feel to them. To allow them to know that, they do have the winter season. Sometimes putting them in the basement like that, it'll work. It's just the plant won't know what's completely going on for the next season, right? You'd also have to be taking care of it a little bit, making sure it gets watered during part of the winter because you don't want it to completely dry out. It's definitely something that, you don't necessarily need to you know, bring it in. Putting it into the ground will help allow it to know kind of what is... allow the plant to really know what's kind of going on for the winter season. So I personally would dig the hole about the same size as the pot that you already have and put it into the ground. You even still have plenty of time if it's something that you want to plant for next year, just putting it in the ground as it is. It's still, temperatures aren't going to be below freezing for a while. If you found the places that you wanted to put them, it would be fine to put it in the ground. But if you kind of haven't decided where you want to put them, you could put them in the ground in just an area. Make sure you cover with mulch. Cover the area up a bit. Do anything you would normally do for rose bushes. Some people will get those cardboard teepees that they put over the cones of the roses to allow the snow cover that if it sits on top of it, it doesn't break the plant, the main stem in the middle. Some people do that. Some people don't. But just treat it like it would be normally in the ground, mulching it, pruning it back a little bit, that type of thing.
Prune them back now?
Well,
it's
so...
not too late.
It's
I'm not talking
back
about large, where there's still, it's still blooming.
So just kind of let it keep going a bit. But at the end of the season, when you start to see any of the damaged growth, then you can prune it back.
Okay.
You could even do that at this point. But, a lot of roses are still blooming because of the temperatures we've had.
I mean,
it's still been 70s in high 60s. So it still is almost like that end of summer feel. But we'd be looking to wait a bit. It could be another month before we start to really get some of those plants ready for winter and cut them back and do that type of thing.
Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick. Have a good day and stay safe.
You too. Thanks, Tracy. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about a minute and a half before the next break, so we'll take somebody on. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in West Rutland, Vermont.
All right, Chris, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Couple of weeks you've mentioned with the drought, you've seen a lot of the seed pods, huge seed pods on the arborvitaes.
Yep.
I have a very mature, well-established line of arborvitaes on my back property line here, pretty tall, well over 16 feet tall. But, boy, they've got these pods. I'm wondering, my question is this a good time to trim those back? Can I cut the back? The tree's getting kind of bushy. I'm losing some lawn. I'd like to kind of cut it back and thin the bush out or the tree out. What's your advice?
So you definitely could prune it at this point. It's not going to completely affect the plant. It might actually help it going into the winter. You actually would be completely fine to do it. What we're going to do, I want to give you some more information on it, but we're headed to the break. I wanted to bring you on so you didn't, I think I was forgetting about you. So hang tight for on the other side of the break. We'll get more information on what that are.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.